It's the week of March 16th. Y'all, we have a lot to cover in this mini episode, even though really we have like just two major things to discuss. But let's just dive in. The first thing I'm going to touch on briefly, because I don't know anything else about it, but I know that it is happening right now, is that Congress is trying to pass a law that would ban TikTok in America, which I don't know why they think this is the thing to do right now when there are people who can't afford to live in this, like just live normal lives in this country as just citizens, just day to day, or there's a huge issue at the border. There's a huge issue with guns in this country. I'm trying not to cuss because it makes me insane. They cannot agree on anything, yet they absolutely are just like ready to ban TikTok, which is like one of the apps that takes our minds off of it the most, of how awful it is to live here. So we're not going to pass fair tax percentages for the rich where everyone's paying their share. We're not going to ban assault rifles. We're not going to look into, I don't know, 2 million other things that should take priority, but we are going to ban TikTok. So I know that it has to do with surveillance via the app. So I understand that there is reason, but my God, no better way to get Gen Z to hate you than to take TikTok away. These children who, they're not children anymore. Some of them are adults, but like this group of people, they're powerful and they love TikTok. They're fearless because of TikTok. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. I know the House already passed it, so it would go to the Senate. I know that if it passes in the Senate, that President Biden would sign it and then TikTok would be gone in America. If you use a VPN for it, it's a federal crime. So if I have kids on TikTok in my classroom because they're using a VPN, I have to be like, dude, you could go to jail. I don't know. I'm very scared about this because it's going to be psychotic. I think it is posturing. I think they want them to sell away from China so that it's owned not by China. But I don't know what's going to happen. This is truly deranged. It's not what I had on my bingo card for 2024, but like that's usually how it goes. So I guess I should have known. But the main thing I want to talk about today is the Kate Middleton drama, and specifically all the theories that are going on with Kate Middleton. So first, I have the honor to share with you guys a perspective from one of my British friends. If you're not sure who Kate Middleton is, then you've been living under a rock. But good for you. You have other things to do in your life. But Kate Middleton is married to Prince William, so she's supposed to be the future Queen of England. And there's a whole thing going on with her right now where she's essentially missing, or so people are saying. So I will get more into it, but first I want to share with you this British perspective on the Kate Middleton drama and all that's going in to it here, because all I know are what my friends and like what my TikToks are saying, and the majority of my TikToks in my algorithm come from Americans who are just conspiracy theorists on this. So this is what my friend Jess has to say. She's a doctor in Victorian literature. She's just amazing. I know her because we both love Supernatural, and literally over 10 years ago we met on Tumblr and we've been friends ever since. And she's just like a normal person. She's not a conspiracy theorist. She's not a monarchist. She's just like kind of in the middle. This is what she has to say.
My perspective as a British person who does not like the royal family is that given that we have to have them anyway, or we seem to have them, be stuck with them, the least they can do is provide us with drama. So I'm enjoying it a lot. I think Kate Middleton's probably fine. I've got no real opinions about Kate Middleton. I think William absolutely probably is having an affair with this woman. I love that all the newspapers in other countries are talking about it, because ours won't. I love the memes. I love this stupid photoshopping saga. I hope that William and Kate are going to end up getting a divorce, and then it's going to end in the downfall of the royal family. So that's my sincere dream, but I don't know if it's going to happen, but it would be amazing. Also, on the topic of how crazy Americans are being about this, I think Americans are kind of more interested in their royal family often quite a lot of the time anyway, so I'm not that surprised. I will say that I think there's maybe a perception amongst some Americans that most Brits are very pro-royal family, and I don't think that's necessarily true. I think there is some specific kind of British person who are very pro-royal family. Well, I will say that I'm always surprised about the people I know my own age who do love the royal family for no apparent reason. But I think I welcome the memes from whichever country they come, and America is giving just as good as anybody else, so good for you guys.
Thank you, Jess. I was really grateful to hear that because I was like, do they think we're insane? Like, what's going on? So it's good to hear that in general, we are always more interested. I think we're a more celebrity-driven nation anyways. Like, we're very, obsessed with the movie star and those who are, like, influencers and things like that. And a lot of us are trying to become our own version of that. So I get it. Having a actual monarchy, obviously, is a very strange idea. So I'm always just like, it's so crazy that, like, the king just exists still over there. Also, every time I have to think of Charles as the king, I want to vomit in my mouth. Absolutely hate him. Anyways, so let's get into what is going on. So Kate Middleton, again, the princess who is married to Prince William, Princess Diana's son, though he's taking much more after his disgusting father, she was last seen on Christmas Day. There was an announcement made after that by the actual palace, like an official statement was made that she would not be seen until after Easter. Like, she would not be doing any of her royal duties until after Easter. Despite the fact that her abdominal, they called it a planned abdominal surgery, wasn't until January 16th. So she was last seen on December 25th. Like, that was the last appearance she made. Then on December 28th, there was apparently, like, ambulances and a police escort that were speeding out towards where the royal family were known to be spending Christmas. And then there was no official statement from the royals about what was that event, why did that happen, is everyone okay, like, nothing. And so everyone's kind of speculating, like, okay, so what happened? We do not know. But there was a Twitter user who said something I think is a perfect example of why this seems so strange to us. So you're telling me that Kate Middleton, the same woman who posed outside the hospital like a supermodel mere hours after giving birth, suddenly requires months of recovery before showing her face. So I think that is something to be considered. The royal family often forces the women in their duties to, like, oh, you're having to bleed into a diaper because you gave birth like a day ago. That's cool. Stand on this balcony though and pretend everything's fine. So this is like, this is just from my perspective, I think this is strange. There are some people who are like, y'all are acting so weird. Like, what about the privacy of the princess? And what about, doesn't she deserve to heal in private? And I'm like, well, of course, but that's not characteristic of the palace to allow. Like, I don't, like, obviously, if we're normal people, that's what we think. These are not normal people. We are literally basing our reactions off of what they have done in the past. So, like, excuse me for not, like, giving Kate her privacy. Like, the palace themselves, that the firm, whatever you call them, they don't allow that, or they haven't in the past. So this is weird. This is not keeping in pattern with what they have done in the past. So that's why people are acting weird about it, because it's weird. So since then, there has been like flub after flub by the palaces releasing either like weird grainy images of Kate, quote unquote, that do not satisfy the public that is Kate, A, and that B, Kate is okay. Now, when this grainy photo of Kate came out, I did think it was funny that they were like, see, she's fine. And I'm like, y'all, come on, y'all, you can do better than that. Just release nothing if that's all you can procure. Because now we have questions about, like, why can't they get a good picture of Kate? What the hell is going on? But if they literally said she will not be seen until after Easter, I don't even know why they're entertaining people being like, where's Kate? Where is she? With grainy photos, you know what I mean? So that was weird to me. Then a fully photoshopped, awkward, ghost-like. Like, if you look at the wispiness of some of the hands that are photoshopped into this photo of Kate and her three children for Mother's Day in England, was released. And it caused so much more damage than anything else. Like, it was so badly photoshopped that people on TikTok instantly were like, okay, well, here's where all the issues are. Here's where this is wrong. Here's where this and this is wrong. Someone superimposed her, like, Vogue photo shoot cover onto the photo, found out it was exactly, like, pixel to pixel perfect for, you know, that's the photo they used for this. And it was just, like, hilarious. So then it earned a kill notification from the press. They were like, kill this story. This isn't something that we can actually run with anymore, which is huge that the press would kill this photo. Then that's confirming that it's not real. And then they had, quote unquote, the princess herself go on Twitter and make an official statement. And they wanted us to believe that the princess herself was copying to photoshopping the image herself. And that not only was that statement from the palace, but was from her specifically. She literally said, hey guys, I was just goofing around. And I'm like, what is going on at the palace? Messy, 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 messy. So insane. Also just like really embarrassing for them to go about it that way and not expect us to be able to say, okay, why are their fingers weird? Why is her face, what is going on? Like, it's going to be the cover of this episode, because if you haven't already seen it, you need to go look at why it's like psychotically bad and for them to have posted this as if it were real. Because if they wanted us to just shut up or just talk to ourselves, you know what I'm saying? And kind of just we're chasing our tails because they already told us she's not going to be back until after Easter. They didn't have to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, but because they posted this terrible photo and then pretended that Kate herself is the one texting like, hey guys, that was me. Like, they made it so much more clear that they can't get Kate on the phone. You know what I'm saying? She can't come to the phone right now. So during this time, Charles was diagnosed with cancer and went through a procedure himself, and he's been seen in public ever since. So that is weird. And then Harry even flew in 15 or 16 hours one way, just to see Charles for like 45 minutes, which is suspicious in itself. Like, he was there and he was like, hey, Dad, what's up? 45 minutes. We're estranged. Let's talk. And then he was back on the plane. People have theorized that he came in, but it wasn't just to see his dad, who was diagnosed with a sickness, a cancer, but that it was, hey, we have to tell you something that we cannot send in a message of any kind. It cannot be intercepted on phones. It cannot be intercepted in encrypted messages. Like, you just need to come here. I have to tell you something face to face. And I could believe that just because if we're going to get into the theories in just a second, but if something is going on with Kate that's huge and they really couldn't let it leak, because obviously they're really bad at this, I could see why they would be like, Harry, please, like, calm. On the other side of that, it could just be that Harry was like, I want to see my dad. He's sick. I just lost my grandma, so I'm going to go see him because I'd feel bad if I didn't. Then that is believable too. It's just wild that it was only a 45-minute visit. Okay, so here are the prevailing theories. The most prevailing theory so far is it could be a divorce. I think this is what most people would consider reasonable at, like, in mainstream, not just us crazies who are like looking at TikToks and like digging in and making timelines. I'm not doing that, but I'm enjoying those who are. But I could see this being something that they're like, oh, well, like a divorce. That would be like what most people might buy. Apparently, just like his disgusting father, William, has been cheating on his wife with a woman called Lady Rose Hanbury. This has been happening allegedly since 2019, and it has since then been a secret. But as possible retribution for the fake photo that earned that kill order from the press, The Independent actually ran a story about Lady Rose Hanbury after years of avoiding addressing this rumored affair. So that came out while Kate is missing, which again is incredible timing for nothing to be going on, which again is why people saying, what are y'all talking about? This is, you're being weird about it. It's like, girl, no, you're being weird for ignoring all of these things. Like, where there's smoke, there's fire. And whether it's something huge or small, something's going on there that they're lying to us about. And there's no way that all of these things are a coincidence. So the second theory is that Kate is actually sick. They're telling us the truth, but it's worse than what they're telling us. So there's been speculation that she's had anything from a hysterectomy to possibly has been cheating herself and has been pregnant with a baby they can't pass off as Williams. And so that's why she's spending so long in hiding, so that she can grow into having the baby, have the baby, and then move on. I personally at first thought that could be it, but now I don't so much. But that's been thrown around. People have been like, she's sick enough that she has a colonoscopy bag, and so she can't be seen in public while she's going through that because it would be like embarrassing for her. People are saying she's had facial plastic surgery that she has to heal from, jokingly saying she got a BBL, which is very funny. This is why her Kardashians usually disappear. Or is possibly in a coma from the procedure that she did go in for going wrong. In the past, there's also been talk of an eating disorder, or it could have been something as bad as a mental breakdown. There's a theory that William possibly got Lady Rose pregnant and the news was broken to her over Christmas, and that is what maybe sent Kate into a spiral where she might have harmed herself or had a mental breakdown, and that could be what the videos of the ambulances and police escorts were picking up on when they saw that whole thing happen over Christmas. She could have entered rehab for an eating disorder, like all kinds of stuff. Any of those things, I have great amount of empathy for her. If she is going through that, that's horrible. And I think that the public could handle it. But I could see why, obviously, the palace would not want to talk about that because it makes William look terrible, which obviously, if you're going to be like your dad, then of course you look terrible because your dad sucks too. So another theory is that Kate is playing hardball. This one I honestly like best. I do think that this could be it. People have pointed out that her entire life, and I don't know how much truth this is to this, but people have discussed Kate as kind of having a stage mom. We always have to put things into American terms when we're discussing it. I'm sorry. But she has kind of been like trying to climb this ladder her whole life, and she married the prince and she wants to be queen. So it doesn't make sense that she would want to dip out and no longer have to be part of the royal family. She doesn't want to lose her royal duties. So she is playing hardball. This goes along with the affair theory, but it's the opposite of divorce. So she's sticking to her guns and saying, okay, if you're going to keep being with this woman, I'm taking the kids and I'm going to stop cooperating. And you're going to see how hard it is to do what you do without me, and kind of push William into a corner where he has to make a choice. She's sick of sitting by and allowing the affair to continue. And I think it's that maybe it's not that Kate can't be in a photo, but she refuses to be in a photo for them. And I love that. I love that idea. I think that that is empowering for her. I hope that it's something more like that than it's something like she's sick or, you know, she's being lied on in some way. Another theory, and this is kind of the craziest one, but Thomas Kingston, who was William's cousin, died on February 25th. So in the midst of all this, we've got Charles having cancer and having a procedure done. We've got Kate not being heard from or any updates really about, you know, where she is or what's going on. Then this man dies who is directly related to the royals. And apparently he died from a quote unquote traumatic head wound, and a gun was found near his body. And then that's as much as I know. There are theories that Williams had something to do with it. I can't imagine that that's true. I read somewhere that one of the statements officially from the palace was like, this happened. And then one of the last things that was said was, William had nothing to do with it. If that's a true, actual statement from the palace, what better way to make me wonder what the heck is going on than for them to say that at the end? Like, it should be clear that William is not a part of anything. But I know that Prince William ended up not going to a funeral for a king in another country because of this situation. He like canceled going, and then he you know, had to deal with this. And so Thomas Kingston was killed. There was a gun. It was a traumatic head wound. And some people speculate that maybe Kate was having an affair with him and that they're somehow connected, like her disappearance and his death are connected. Don't know. Not a lot going on there that would tell me more, and not more has come out about that since. But that's just weird. It might, that part might be a coincidence, but it is very strange. For me, I find it absolutely insane how the royal family refuses to just like let things be what they are, as if we can't see that they are human beings just by how badly they are handling these quote unquote scandals. Like, if they're trying to show no weaknesses, they're failing, desperately failing at that, because there's no way to be a human on this planet and not show weakness anymore because of social media and the way the media works, the like actual media works, and the way that people are just able to online sleuth. Like, you can't put anything out online that is a lie in this way and the ways that they're doing it, and not look like a bunch of idiots. And so they might as well just be upfront with us, because at least then we're reacting to the truth. It's not the 50s anymore. Boldface lying and misdirection do not work. Like, conspiracy theorists who are just bored online and they don't need to be paid for it, you know, like they'll just do it for fun. And that is what the downfall of these lies has been. It's better to let us see the truth than pretend nothing is happening, because we can see something is happening and we can put those things together and it makes them look even stupider than they are, even worse than they are. So we have celebrities, they go to rehab, they get divorced, they cheat on their spouses, they get plastic surgery, they get sick, and it's all okay eventually. And again, I know the royal family are not the same as celebrities, but to me, they play the same role, honestly, in society as the royals. You can just let us know if Kate is sick. You can just let us know if Kate and William want a divorce. And it's not the end of the world. It's the weirdest thing to me that the royal family just can't accept that they are human like everyone else, and we see them as human like everyone else, and they can do human things like everyone else. It's so freaking stupid. So their inability to modernize, like, this is the reason that this is such a insane thing to me, is because they refuse to modernize and to get up where we are in the 21st century and just accept that this, they have no place in modern society if they can't admit that they're human beings. Like, it's just, it's so psychotic to me. Let Kate be a real person and we'll be able to react appropriately to whatever the truth is instead of all this. This makes him look worse than if they were just to be honest with us. I will more than likely continue to consume theories as they come across my feed for entertainment with little investment in what their truth is, until after Easter. So I'm enjoying all this. This is why I didn't talk about it beforehand, because I'm enjoying all this kind of as fun. But they told us she will not return to her duties until after Easter. So it's like, okay, fine, great. Let's see what people are finding out. Like, you know, there's like dueling palace statements that I don't understand the difference, like Buckingham and Kensington. I don't get the difference. I guess that's where like the king is and the princess. And it seems that because of the way things are happening in the press, that this means that Camilla and their crew is against, they're like playing against William and their crew. And maybe that's true. I don't know how it all works. And I'm interested in stuff like that. It's stuff I wouldn't know to even like it wouldn't even occur to me if I saw that myself on Twitter. So I'm grateful for things that come across my feed. But they did tell us she wouldn't be back until after Easter. And so I'm not going to get really, really frightened about anything or really, really like sirens about anything until after Easter. And if Kate, like, for some reason doesn't appear, then I'll actually kind of be worried. But right now it's just kind of all in good fun until then. But just the idea that she was already going to be gone for 3 months, even without any of the wackadoo things that happened in between that announcement and now, that announcement itself is pretty crazy. So also I'd like to say that just because some of these theories remind us of how bad William is to Kate, that does not mean that I ride for Kate. I've seen some TikToks being like, Team Kate, where is my girl? And I feel like we're losing the plot. Like, no. And unless you liked Kate before, fine. But if you're getting, if you're like, Kate, you're my girl now, like, please do not forget the role this woman played in the way Meghan Markle was treated and where Kate stands within the royal family. William may be his father's son, but Kate is not a Diana. Kate is not Diana. So she is a woman in the royal family. So, of course, she's probably being thrown under the bus. I know that I just read the headline of some British tabloid was like, oh, Kate loses star power as her star fades. Like, she's becoming a problem for the royal family. And I literally was like, isn't she supposed to be, like, on bed rest according to the palace? Like, how is she losing favor from the palace and becoming trouble from the palace when she's supposed to be, like, nowhere? So of course she's being treated like that because she is a woman in the royal family. But just because he's being treated like Meghan and like Diana doesn't mean that she is like them. She was complicit in how Meghan Markle was treated, and I'm sorry, I like have empathy for her to a degree, and then it stops. So I'm not ever gonna, like, I don't want to forget that. And so I'm saying that for myself, like, I'm interested in this, and insofar as she's a person and she is a woman in the royal family, and of course she's being treated unfairly and being thrown under the bus, yes, of course, but I will not be, like, writing for her, and I'm never going to place her where I've placed Meghan and Diana in my heart. Because she's enemy to me in that regard. Also, I just thought it was really funny that I've seen many tweets that have said, Liz held this thing down for like 75 years and then these guys are ruining it in two. And I think that's so, so true. I think it's funny. I think what Jess said earlier in her voice memo about she hopes this is the end of the monarchy, I really hope it is too. I need it to just fall to pieces. It is a joke. I still don't really know what purpose it serves. It doesn't seem to serve any purpose, but just, as Jess said, causing drama, which is fun. But when you hear things like King Charles is like consuming the money of dead British people who just like didn't have anything in their will, like they wasn't given to anyone in these people's will, so it goes directly to him, and you hear things like that and that they take tax dollars, like, I'm just like, what are they doing? Like, what are they doing that's helpful? What are these duties that they're being paid to do by the public that seems worth it? And so if this ends up being the end and we see it fizzle out and Charles dies and they decide the monarchy is just a joke, which they should, it's a joke, I'll be really happy to see that. Honestly, the beginning of the end was kicked off by Princess Diana not taking it anymore and teaching her son Harry that we can't let this happen to our family, and him taking it seriously, unlike his terrible brother. I am fully team Harry. And what a legacy to destroy the British monarchy for once and for all. An incredible thing to do. That would be my hope. Anyways, Meghan Markle has begun to roll out her lifestyle brand, American Riviera Orchard. So go check her out on Instagram and support. It looks very ethereal and cute, and I can't wait to see what she does next. The last thing I'm going to talk about is the Love is Blind reunion. I'm just going to hit it really fast, really quick, because it finally ended. We did talk about Love is Blind when it started. And so now I'm just going to go all in. So if you don't want spoilers for season six reunion and just the season in general, because you haven't watched it yet, you can stop the episode now. That's all I'm going to end with. And let's just get into it. So this reunion to me was so much more fun than other reunions. They had an audience. They had couples from other seasons, so alumni couples. I can't remember if they've done that before, but like it felt fresh, it felt new. And so there was more energy in the studio, there was more reactions in the studio, and so there was more motivation for people to act up because, like, while they're on stage. So Nick and Vanessa, who they're public enemy number one and two for whatever reason, I get it, like they're not running this show very well. They really took seriously the criticisms that they saw on TikTok. And so they came with serious questions. They came with very critical eyes, and they made a statement that if you're only going to be on this show so that you can earn clout, we're going to wring your dirty laundry out on stage and we're going to humiliate you. So that was fun. So I'll just start with Sarah Ann, who looked like she was going to prom, but she's a 10th grader who's going to prom, and she acted like a 10th grader. I don't know who told her that the 2003 body glitter lotion was back, but someone did, and she was wearing all of it. Her hair looked like someone did it up with little round clear rubber bands, and like she looked like a late 90s pop star. Not complimentary with her hair. It just wasn't good. I still don't know that she knows what a girl's girl is, nor does she know what a pick me girl is. She's very confused about those two terms. She is a pick me girl. I do not necessarily feel like her message to Jeremy was wrong. Okay, let me rephrase that. I don't think it was right, but I understand that in the situation that they're in, which is they've known everyone in the pod at most 3 weeks, possibly less. And so Sarah Ann's message to Jeremy is definitely about, hey, if your 2 week relationship with this person, once you've met them, doesn't work out, hit me up. I get it. I think that her being raked over the coals for it is fine, because I love to see girls standing for girls. And so while I can understand where Sarah Ann was coming from, I love to see AD stand up for Laura for that reason. At the same time, the way that Sarah Ann kept trying to become a victim from sending that and everybody being mad at her, she really was trying to roll that into something, and it did not work. I know it's Jeremy, but he spells it weird. And I'm going to blame him for how it's spelled, just because I hate him, despite the fact that I know it's his family that named him that. But he continued his sociopathic lying. Like, we saw him on screen lie. Like, they showed us the events that took place, and then we watched him frame those events to his mother in a way that was untrue. So why in the hell would we ever believe a thing this man says about, like, at the reunion? Like, obviously he's going to lie more. So they confronted him about these things. They confronted him about being engaged beforehand. I wish they would have confronted him about the women who said he was a domestic, like, violent, he had domestic violence in his past. But he denied it all. It was untrue. And it's like, okay. But he and Sarah Ann in that way deserve each other, because they're a mess. And he is psychotic. Like, I really do feel like he's going to end up, like, scaring Sarah Ann too, because he has seemed to have scared many women who have come forward on TikTok. Trevor was so shocked and gagged that they had receipts for his lies that he literally froze on stage. So this man, who everyone is calling Wreck-It Ralph and has like some sort of skin issue underneath his hairline and had a mullet, came on set. I don't know how he didn't know this was going to happen, but like he sat down and he was ready to like talk to everyone, and they were like, anyways, here are the texts between you and your girlfriend at the time. And they rolled out his dirty laundry to everyone. And he was he was frozen solid. Like, he would not speak for like a straight minute, which I have never seen someone who was so frozen and not speaking make such good television. Like, we were all just like, ah! Like, he can't even speak. Like, like, it was so funny. It was so funny. So finally, he ends up just begging to leave. And after they roast him a little bit longer, they're like, okay, yeah, bye. You can go. And he leaves. So that was dramatic and hilarious. AD and Clay claim to still not be together, but I know there was a TikTok of them celebrating birthdays together or something. So I don't know who what to believe about that. But AD also said that she went on dates with the guy Matt with the glasses who lied to her in the pods. And they also showed side-by-side footage finally on the reunion of Matt saying the same exact thing to the other girl, Amber, and to AD. And AD being like, okay, well, he lied to me. And it was, I was just like, right. But you already knew that. And she still admitted to going on dates with Matt outside of the show, like once the show ended, and said he was cute. And I was like, that man was not cute. That man has Ted Bundy eyes. But it's fine. It's whatever. To each their own. Hopefully AD smartens up. She needs to leave Clay and Matt behind. Find a man who is going to love her. All of these people, honestly, they need so much therapy. And speaking of that, let's get into talking about Chelsea. So people need to remember that even if Jimmy makes some funny quips on stage and did call out Jeremy for being a dick, Jimmy is still not a hero, okay? Jess was very clear. Chelsea got dragged this season, like through the mud. And Trevor could have stood up for her, and yet he never did. And Jimmy could have stood up for her, and he never did. And while people have run with this narrative that Chelsea is a gaslighter, a manipulator, all this stuff. And I just have to say, there is a big difference. Like, Chelsea and Jimmy both suck. They do. But I have empathy for Chelsea because, and I always have, because Chelsea's clearly so insecure. And she has not been able to understand what her coping mechanism is for that. And her coping mechanism is seeming to pick fights and try to bring in like this drama so that there's a reason for him to come back and like reassure her. Like, that is what she does. I do not believe she is malicious in the way that she copes. I think it is a style of coping that is learned, and it is it is a survival technique for her. And I don't think that she is malicious in how she seeks validation. Is she manipulative? Yes. But I do not feel like it is malicious or purposeful. I think it's just what she defaults into, which is not good. It's toxic. But I do believe that she needs help to work on herself so that she can break those cycles, because it's a cycle with her. We saw it many times. What I don't like about Jimmy is that I believe Jimmy was ego-driven and malicious in how he led Chelsea to get validation from Chelsea, being like, I love you so much. I wanted to marry you. So where are you about this? And get the validation that she wants to marry him, to then right then turn around and say, anyways, no, I don't actually want to marry you. He led her on because he's afraid of confrontation. He built her up to break her down. And that was messed up. And that was on purpose. Like, Jimmy was shady. And it wasn't just Chelsea that brought it up. Jess also speaks to this on the stage at the reunion. And I believe, like, Jess and Chelsea have remained friends, and I believe that is why. And there's more to it than we see. And my friend Melissa pointed this out initially. She was like, I just feel like there was more to that than what we're being led to see. And I agreed, but I didn't really see until I saw a TikTok that Melissa sent me where Chelsea was being interviewed, and she said that there was a time where Jimmy actually like told her, hey, I'm so tired and I'm going to go to bed and just stay at my place tonight. And Chelsea was like, okay, cool. And then Jimmy butt dialed her, and she heard that they were going out to another bar. And so he was dishonest with her. Why she didn't bring that up on the reunion, why she didn't bring that up on the show, maybe it was edited out, I don't know. But that speaks to me that there was more going on with Jimmy, and I do feel like he was shady. And even on the reunion, Jess corroborates that he is shady. Johnny and Amy were boring. But like, good for them. They're boring because the show worked for them, and I'm happy for them. So good for them. Usually the people who are most interesting are the ones where it blows up in their face. And Ken and Brittany are now besties. I thought that was wild. Also, him saying that he was on his phone, his excuse he was on his phone so much during their like vacation time was because he's a principal and it's hard for his students and staff to be away from him when he's a principal. Absolutely not. That is psychotic. It is not true. I've never known a principal who needs to be on his phone talking to his people at all times when he's on vacation. Like, absolutely not. And if that's true, then why did you come be on this show? I don't believe for a second that that is true of Ken. I think Ken is lying. They also did not take the receipts from TikTok to discuss with him. I think because maybe some of those TikTok, you can look them up if you want to see them for yourself, but I think some of them might have rung true to him. And so that's why they didn't discuss it. Overall, I thought it was really fun and good. I'm excited for Perfect Match season 2 now, because they also had some alumni on that were like, hey, we're gonna be on Perfect Match season 2, and I was like, okay, cool. I was satisfied. I didn't think that I was going to be, because the last time they did a reunion, it wasn't satisfying, it was boring, and everyone just talked for an hour and a half. But this one, there was drama, they confronted people, they put people in their place, and I liked that. So that's all I got for you this week. This is kind of a longer mini, but there was a lot to say. And I guess I will just have to talk to you guys next week if more random crazy stuff happens. I will try to keep you guys updated. Bye.